Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I have been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Check out my website at theroofershow.com, where you will get some business tips, you will get strategies, and also some free downloads there. So go check it out at theroofershow.com. Let me ask you a question. Where are you taking your family this summer on their two-week vacation? Or are you one of those contractors that say, there's no way I could take 2 weeks off from my business? It would fall apart. It relies on me. Well, that is no way to run a business. And there's a number of reasons why you need to be able to take a two-week vacation. Take 2 weeks off from your business. If you can't do that, you have built no value into that business to an outside buyer. You go to sell your company. Well, where's the value if you're gone? Well, those are your customers. Those are your guys that you've trained and so forth. You bring somebody else in there, you leave, that business is worth nothing. It's not going to run on its own. So what we teach in this show and in my coaching is how to build an organization that doesn't rely on you, so you can step back and be able to take time off, be able to stand aside, be able to build value into your business, and you don't have to be there all the time. And that's what running a good business is. You're building it like a franchise. You look at McDonald's, they have got manuals for everything, and that's what you need to have. First off, come up with the positions that you are going to need to build out your business one at a time for your hires. And make sure that you know exactly what it is that you want to want them to do in that position. You come up with a great, accurate, dialed down and focused job description and go hire the right person, the right people. And that may be somebody that's totally out of the industry, which is one thing that I like to do because they just bring their bad habits from somewhere else. So I want to have somebody that's got character, that's got depth, and that has a great work ethic. And you can train them for most of these positions that you've got. And that's what you want to do and build that organization out one at a time. We talk about the three-legged stool all the time. You've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And that's your bookkeeping. Now, to sell work, first off, you need to be out there selling yourself when you start off on your business, because you have to understand inside and out what the process is, because you're developing the process. That way, you know what it takes, what someone should sell, how many leads they can run in a day. And that is what you want to do. And I really believe that the first hire that you make is not somebody in sales. It is somebody in production to help with the production, running that so you can be in front of prospects all day and you're not having to run out to the job bringing that freaking 2x4 or whatever. So this is how you build it out. And that's why we get somebody in there that's trained. Remember, you know, everybody wants to hire a bunch of sales guys when they're small. And what happens? Over 50% of the time, they're not going to work out because you haven't hired the right person. You're not sure what you're looking for. So you expect someone to go out and sell. Well, say you're selling $1 million. If you go to train somebody and get them up to speed, you're going to have to share some of that incoming or those incoming leads. Your sales are going to drop to $500,000 because you're having to train this person. If you don't, they're never going to work out. And that's generally what happens. Get your production up. You go out there and sell, get your process down, and That way you are running a great, you're getting good sales. You know how to, you learn how to sell so you can teach others. And the production end is happening. They're keeping an eye on things. They're getting jobs set up, getting them run well, where they're not having to go down to the lumber yard all the time because they forget to put on the nails or whatever the hell it is. And once you've got that up and going, you're selling for high margin work. And that's where the money is at, is in the sale. The production's job is to hold on to that margin, is to protect that margin and make sure that they hit their numbers. The bookkeeping portion of the business, you should be outsourcing. You know, there are so many good outsourcers that I have vetted. You can ask me. You can get to somebody that understands construction accounting, and that's totally different from regular accounting. This is the number one mistake that I see contractors make. They go down and hire somebody. It's their cousin's uncle's brother's. I mean, what the hell? You know, it's always somebody that you know or whatever, but they don't really understand accounting, let alone construction accounting. So you can outsource this. You can outsource it for a fraction of the cost. It is incredibly cheap to have somebody set that up and do it each month. And that keeps your three-legged stool in balance, keeps it strong. So you can go out there and spend your time selling work in front of customers. That's where the money's at. And if you don't like sales, you shouldn't be in this business. Just like if you don't like people, that's all we got around here. So you better be good at both of those. Otherwise, you shouldn't be in business. That starts with being able to sell and understanding marketing. So that's where that's going. We started off with the two-week vacation. These are the things that I teach on this show and in my coaching, because you want to be able to take time off. You want to be able to get away, spend time with your family, go do your hobbies, but also it gives everybody in your business a chance to take charge. I mean, make it happen. You're not there where they come in and, you know, they're not sure of themselves and rely on you. Get them up and going, give them the responsibility, and let's see how they do. Keep your business and your life in balance. What do you want your business to do for you? I mean, you've got a blank canvas. You can paint anything you want. It can look like anything you choose, as long as you plan for it. That's what's great about this industry. I love it. You can do it. If you need some help, I can help you do that. And through my coaching programs, and if that's something you're interested in, taking a look at how you get that two-week vacation, that's what it's all about to me. And that's what I work with in my coaching, is to get you that time off and build a business that does not rely on you. Just go to my contact page on my website at theroofshow.com. Click on the big button. It'll take you to my calendar and find out what it's all about. It's a free call. We'll talk for a half hour, 45 minutes about your business, your goals, what you are looking to do, and where you want to go. If I can help you, great. If it's something I need to redirect you to another program, I can do that too. But you got to make the call, and let's set something up. Okay, well, let's get into today's show. And what this is going to be about is, I'm watching Shark Tank the other night, and I watch it all the time. I love that show. And what they do is, if you haven't seen it, they have companies come in and they pitch their products. And they ask them questions and so forth, and either invest in them or throw them out. And it's interesting to see what questions they're asking, what they're looking for. And it's different. This is the same as your roofing business. You should be thinking about the same things. Is it investable? What makes you different? What's your advantage over your competition that you have? Why should they invest in you and not them? So they're looking for something that's different, differentiation. And this is what we talk about on the show. You have to differentiate your business. Otherwise, you're just a commodity and you don't have any value. Then they want to see profitability. It's got to be profitable. How much money are you making? That's what they want to know. And that's what you should want to know. That's what I want to know about businesses. Because if you're not making a profit, you're not going to stay in business that long. Forget about the top line sales, but until you run a profit and you have a good structure of business. And they look at the return on their investment and how are they going to sell this? And you should be thinking about the same thing because this is what we want to do as roofing contractors. Doesn't matter what business we're in. We have to understand business, the business concepts. And that's what they do. So I'm watching Shark Tank and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I did some shows back quite a while ago on Shark Tank. And I went back through and I wanted to replay this. It's just a quick tip. It's short. I put two of them together and I think you get a lot of value out of this. So I'm just going to replay these because why not repurpose these? You know, it's easy for me to do. And it's also great information that you can use to grow a more profitable business. But before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. I met with a few of my contractors here this last week, and all three of them were using Ruby as virtual receptionists to answer their phone. And I asked them, because I wanted to follow up, I want to make sure these guys are still doing the job that they have been and that they should be. And they said, yeah, it's great. It just frees me up to do the other things that I need to do to run my business. You know, you don't want to be answering the phone. And if you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to another contractor where they can get a live person. And you're spending all this money to get the phone to ring and you don't answer it. I don't understand that. It's crazy. So you get Ruby, they answer the phone for you with a friendly professional voice, and they just tee up that sale. They leave a great first impression. And every step of your sales process should be to reinforce that customer experience every step along the way. And if you're blowing it the first time they call, you're just putting yourself at a real disadvantage. So go check out Ruby at callruby.com. See what they're all about, but they do a great job. And this is something that just takes, you know, takes that off your plate where you don't have to worry about returning phone calls all the time to somebody that may not be your ideal prospect. So go check those guys out. All right. Well, I'm going to get into the shows. They're just kind of back-to-back tips talking about Shark Tank and what you get out of it. I thought it was pretty interesting. And I'm just going to replay these from a couple of years ago. So the dates are a little screwy. It may not, you know, just gel perfectly, but there's some great information there, and I think you'll get a lot of value out of it. Hey, everybody. I'm Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and today I'm going to share a story from my 30 years of experience as a roofing contractor. These usually come from some screw-up that happened in my business and how we came up with a solution that worked for us and it may just work for you. Our motto here at Quick Tips is only fools learn from their mistakes. The wise man learns from the mistakes of others. Fools learn from experience. I'm not sure where that puts me, but before I cut to the chase, I want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor and the team over at WebRunner Media. If you're a roofer or replacement contractor looking to generate exclusive high-quality leads, you want to have a conversation with these guys. They're great. Mark and his team are laser-focused on providing contractors like you a predictable and scalable way of growing your business. Mark's been on the show a couple of times. You probably heard him. And he knows his stuff. And for a fraction of what you'd pay to run paid Google and Facebook advertising campaigns yourself, you don't want to try to do that. You'll get a team of experts working to help you get a solid return on every marketing dollar. You'll save time, make more money, and without all the headaches and growing pains. Find out more by heading over to webrunnermedia.com. Book a call with Mark, and you can talk to him about it and what they can do for you. about generating some high-quality leads. Do you ever watch the show Shark Tank? Well, if you don't, you should, because you can learn a lot about business from this show. These guys and gals, they've been there and done it and really know not only how to run a business, but what a business is worth and how you can tell the value looking forward into the future. If you haven't seen it before, they get these entrepreneurs that come in and they usually have some crazy idea that they started with and started and built a business around them. Some of them are actually doing pretty well when they get in there, but others, it's just an idea. They come up with evaluations. It's really interesting how they do this. So they come out of the Shark Tank looking for an investment in their business. And let's say they want to raise $100,000, and they'll say, I want $100,000 for 10% of my business. Okay, simple enough, right? The numbers are 10% and 100 grand means they're valuing that business at $1 million, right? Simple. So sharks start asking them questions about their business, and primarily, like any business, it's what's the problem that this business is going to solve? Because without a problem and without a solution, you don't have a business. You may have a hobby, but you don't have a business. Now, as business owners of roofing companies, this is where it gets interesting. You can see that they're not all that interested about what the business is all about. And I try to explain to contractors, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter what you're selling. You could be selling roofs. You could be selling shoes. But you've got to know how to run a business. And this is what they talk about on Shark Tank. It's simple. They're going to invest their money. They want to make sure they're going to get a return on it. And they're going to want to be able to sell this and get out of this business at some point. And this is no different from what we're doing as roofing contractors. We're going to start a business. We need to watch our numbers. We have to make a profit. We've got to make a return on our investment. And at some point, we're going to want to sell it because we're going to retire. And we need something to support us during that retirement. Unfortunately, most contractors, they don't build value into that business, and it has no value when you go to sell it. And that's why most contractors just end up closing the doors, because they haven't built value into this company all the way along to a point where somebody else would be interested in buying it down the road. Just like the sharks, you're going to show up on the tank and you're going to ask them to buy into your business. I don't think so with most contractors. Simple. Now, this is where it gets interesting. All they want to hear is the 2-minute elevator pitch. Tell me a little about your business. Great. All right. First thing they do, what differentiates your company between your competition? What's the leg up that you have that makes you better, that makes you more valuable? The secret sauce, your competitive advantage. That's the key question for roofing contractors. Why would I want to buy your roofs and not your competitors? You have to have that differentiation. So once they talk about that, now the only thing that matters, it's the numbers. What are your sales? They take a look at that. What are your sales? They want to know this widget that you're making. What does it cost to make it? Simple. Then what do you sell it for? Okay. What's the margin? Just like a roof. It's all the same, okay? And where these deals always fall apart, they're asking these guys numbers, they're writing notes down, and the ones that don't know their numbers, they can't answer these questions, and they're not absolutely clear about how these guys are going to make their return, how they're going to get their money back, and why they should invest in this business. The guys that can't answer that, the ones that don't know their numbers, they're screwed. They never make a deal. They're the guys that are always talking about how cool this product is or what a great idea or how my business is so great. Let me talk about me. Well, nobody gives a shit. I'm telling you, they always look at these guys and go, who cares? What's in it for me? How am I going to get my money back? It's just like a roofing business. Stop talking about your company all the time and talk about your customer. And this is what business is all about. And this is why it's so important for us as contractors. We have to know those numbers inside and out, just like Shark Tank. If you're on the tank, you got to be able to come up with those numbers at the top of your head. Know your numbers. All right, I think we got that across. So let's talk numbers of our roofing business. We're coming into the new year, and let's just say I want to do $1 million in business next year because I want to make $100,000, 10% of our sales. It's a good number. But we're talking salary. We're not talking profit, okay? Because generally I always say, hey, you want to do $1 million, you should be taking a good $100,000 out of there as salary. It's an overhead cost. Always take your salary. Now, we also want to be making 10% profit. Net profit is the idea. So those two are separate. So we're talking two different things, but let's just keep it simple. Okay. So I've got to do $1 million. So what do we need to work this backwards? We're starting at the end. Now, reverse engineer our plan and come up with the numbers that we're going to need to hit, that we're going to know inside and out every month on what we've got to hit to achieve that $1 million in sales. Okay. So the first number we need is the average job size. Okay. What's our average job size? Let's say it's $10,000. Keep things simple. Now, it's not as easy generally as dividing it by 12. Take that $1 million and divide it by 12. That would be simple, but we've got seasonal businesses, right? We got snow, we got rain. Some months we can't work, other months. So that means we're going to have low months there. We're going to have huge months at other times of the year. So the factors to think about, well, do you have the people to do that? Okay. Is this realistic? Work it backwards. Think about that and figure out each month to come up with $1 million. And figuring in the jobs that we've got. If we've got to do 30 jobs in some months and you only got 5 guys to do it, it's not going to happen. So we've got to be realistic. But we know the simple numbers, hit $1 million, $10,000 job average. We got to do 100 jobs a year. Simple. Next number we need, how many proposals do we need to put out to sell those 100 jobs? So let's say we've got a 25% close rate, right? We sell 1 in 4 to keep it simple. So that means we have got to sit down at that kitchen table 400 times and make 400 presentations to close 100 jobs, right? And based on those numbers, if we're not sitting down 400 times, we're not going to hit our $1 million in sales, right? So we started at the end. Now we're working backwards. Now we need to break it down into months. We can break it down into weeks. But for simplicity, let's just say we've got to sell 10 jobs a month. All right. Then that means we've got to sit down 40 times. To get that 40 times, that's 40 actual leads and proposals, qualified leads. How many times do we need the phone to ring to get those 40 sit downs? Now, again, for simplicity, let's say the phone rings 10 times. Well, at this point, they're just inquiries. They're not leads yet. So to convert those inquiries into leads, we need to qualify them and be sure they're in our target prospect range, which means they have the problem that we have the solution for. They may have a warehouse and we only do residential. So we don't have a solution for that particular problem. And this is important. And stop running leads that aren't in your niche, whatever, into your comfort zone, what you specialize in. So let's say that out of 10 inquiries, the phone rings 10 times, 5 of those we're going to convert into qualified leads, only half of them. Now, whether this is good or bad, that's in another episode, doesn't matter. But how many leads do we need to sell for 10 jobs a month? We know that we're going to close 1 out of 4, so we need 40 qualified leads per month. Now, if we're not sitting down with 40 qualified prospects each month, I can look into my crystal ball and see that we have a problem. We're not going to hit our targets. But to get those 40 leads, we need to have the phone ring twice that many times, or 80 times a month. We need 80 inquiries to get 40 leads. So where are those leads going to come from? Now we're talking about lead generation. They can come from a number of sources, but we have to track each of these. Let's say we've got our referrals. We have a repeat business. We've got website inquiries. Maybe we do some paid lead generation. But we have to track those sources, and we have to know those numbers down to the gnat's ass. All right? Why? Because next week's tip is going to be about the difference between lead generation and lead conversion. Lead generation doesn't mean squat if we can't convert those leads into sit-downs that convert into sales. Because remember, nothing happens until somebody sells something. But we have a starting point, and that's the takeaway today. Start at the end and work backwards to know all of those numbers that you need to hit, and know those numbers inside and out. And I'm going to jump right into today's Monday Business Quick Tip. If you didn't catch last week's tip, you're going to want to go back and check that out, because this week we're going to continue our talk about the sales numbers that you need to know. Need to know them inside and out if you're going to grow a successful roofing business. Last week, we started off talking about the Shark Tank show, and I love that show. That's where entrepreneurs go onto the Shark Tank. They're trying to raise money for their businesses. Sometimes it's just an idea. Others, just some crazy business that you kind of wonder, how the hell did they come up with that? But the sharks have a way of going through it and checking out these companies, doing their due diligence to see if it's a company that they are interested in investing in. Yeah, it's Hollywood, but they've got some great information for business owners that we can learn from. And the sharks, I mean, they've been there and done it. They know what they're talking about. And I just find it really interesting because we can tell a lot from the show. And it's always the same. When the sharks start drilling down on a business, all they want to know about are the numbers. And what are your sales? What does it cost to make? What's your profit margin on each project? They want to know those numbers. They don't care if you're selling shoes, widgets, or roofs. It's all the same. And the ones that know those numbers just off the top of their head and have the confidence to be able to talk about their numbers, those are the guys that usually get funded. And then the other ones, the ones that don't know their numbers, they get laughed at, and they usually get thrown out on their ear, because it just shows you're not going to be successful. You don't know the numbers. You don't really understand what's happening in your business. Now, some of you may say, hey, I'm doing fine, so what's the big deal? Well, in this economy, any clown can make money. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. But when the economy turns, and I believe it's happening now, you've got to have your head in the sand if you don't think things are going to change. And you're starting to see interest rates going up. You're starting to see housing start slow. Your housing prices are starting to fall. I don't think it's going to be like the big recession that we had a while back, but everybody has short memories. Just remember those times and how difficult it was. And the ones that are going to survive and prosper are those that know their numbers. These days in this economy, you can throw out a big price and you're probably going to get the job. But I think those days are numbered and things are going to change. And the only way you're going to prosper is by having the confidence that you know exactly what your costs are, what your break-even number is, how many sales you've got to have, and you've got to manage these numbers when things get tight. And those are the guys that are going to be successful. And that's what we're going to talk about here. And we're not talking advanced math. We're not talking about accounting. You don't have to know anything about QuickBooks or the accounting system, any of this, but you have to know these basic numbers to manage your business. It's as simple as that. And just to get back up to speed, and these are the numbers we're going to use. We're going to continue from last week. We always start from the end. What are we looking for? When we talked about, well, we were looking at our sales. So we took $1 million in sales, for instance, for the year, because we wanted to make a $100,000 salary, which is 10%, the number that we should be shooting for. That's, again, that 10% salary is in the overhead. You're looking for an additional, say, 10% net profit below the line, and that's where we're going to start off with. So we need $1 million in sales. How do we get it? We need our average job size. Average job size, we said, was $10,000. So that means we got to sell 100 jobs a year, and we can divide it out by months and see how many jobs we've got to sell, how much revenue we've got to have each month. To get those 100 jobs, what are we going to need to do? We said we had a 25% close rate. We close one out of four deals. We're going to talk about that today on how to improve that. So that means we've got to actually sit down at the kitchen table or make the proposal presentation. We've got to do that four times for every one of those deals we're going to sell. So that means we've got 100 jobs that we're going to sell. We need to sit down 400 times to make presentations, right? Because we're only going to sell one in four. Now, to get those 400 presentations, we're going to need that phone to ring, right? Now, the phone rings, those are not qualified leads yet. We've got to qualify those. And we said, let's say 50% of those are not in our target market. We may be doing residential, and maybe somebody calls in with a commercial job. We don't want it. We want to stay in our niche, focus on our ideal customer, our ideal prospect, and stop running around for everybody, trying to be everything to everyone. That doesn't work.
This is one of the biggest mistakes I see that contractors make. They get a phone call, they drop everything, they run out, they don't qualify. That's one reason your close rate sucks. So you've got to learn to have that conversation on the phone about what their needs are, what problems they're having, and whether or not you've got the solution for them. At what point of the sales process they're in? Are they just kicking tires? Is this something that you want to get involved with? But whoever's going to qualify these leads and have this conversation, which at times can be uncomfortable, they've got to be trained, they've got to be practiced, and there's a process that you go through to be sure that you've got an ideal prospect here that you're going to spend your time, sometimes half a day, to go out and see if this job is a fit for you. You have to learn how to say no. And if it's not the right job for you, let me refer you to somebody else. That way you're being nice. You don't have them running around town bad-mouthing you and leaving a one-star review. That's really important. But to learn how to have that conversation on the phone, you can eliminate all that garbage. Your close rates are going to go up. You're going to spend less time screwing around, and you're going to have more time to sit in front of those customers that are your ideal customers that are going to buy and get that close rate up. Out of those 10 calls, we've now got 5 qualified leads to run. We run those 5 leads. One of them turns out to be something we're not interested in. So there's our 4 leads that we've run, qualified leads. Now we're going to make 4 qualified proposals. But the question is, how many times did the phone have to ring? How many inquiries from wherever they came from, how many inquiries do we have the opportunity to make 4 proposals that are going to end up with 1 sale? Well, that number's 10. Okay, so if we multiply this out, let's go back to the beginning. We need $1 million in sales. We're going to have 100 jobs to do it. Our average job size is $10,000. That means we're going to need 400 proposals put out to get those sales, which means we've got to have 1,000 inquiries, right, to turn them into those 400 qualified leads. That phone's got to ring. That website has to produce. We have to get those referrals. We have to get any inquiry that we can, but we're going to need 1,000 of those. So that's a big number. But now we know what we're going to have to do, and we're going to want to break those down into months.
We're going to want to break those down into weeks. So that way it's easy to see how many leads, how many inquiries we got to bring in, how many we got to convert into leads. We got to know each week how many proposals we've got to put out and how many we have to convert into sales. It's going to be written down. Everybody's got to understand that. Here's our goal. We're going to meet regularly, whether it's once a week, every 2 weeks, but everybody needs to know exactly where we are. If we start falling behind, we're going to have to make it up on either the next week or certainly by the next month. Otherwise, we're not going to hit our targets.
And if your backlog's not where it should be, you start making mistakes and you start making stupid decisions. Like you start cutting your price because you don't have the work and you start to panic. But if you know how long that sales cycle is, it's going to take you 30 days for the average close, and you're running out of leads down the road, you can forecast ahead and see that you got a problem and you're going to need to step it up.
Now that we know what we've got to do, we know our numbers, we can start managing those numbers, then we can start improving on those numbers. Let's look at that close rate. Yeah, 1 in 4, that's not very good. Let's see if we can turn that into 2 out of 4, our numbers change in a huge way for the benefit. So now we don't need as many inquiries. We don't need as many qualified leads. We don't need as many presentations because we've improved our close rate. It just makes it easier to hit that $1 million mark that we have a goal set and the $100,000 we have for salary. So to start doing that, let's break our numbers down a little more. Now, the first thing is inquiries. Make sure everybody, every time somebody calls in or we get any kind of inquiry, we've got to be certain, absolutely certain, where that inquiry came from. Did it come from our website? Did it come from a referral? Whatever, you need to make sure that that's written down and we know where these are coming from. So we can see, okay, if there's 10 leads that come in, 10 inquiries that come in, where'd they come in from? 2 were referrals, 5 were from the website. Who knows? All the various things. So you get your categories and you break them all down and we track those numbers to see where our inquiries are coming from. Therefore, where's our business going to be coming from? Now, this becomes really important if we're doing paid leads like Angie's List, which would probably explain why we're only getting 5 out of 10 qualified leads. And you're paying a lot of money to have that done. So let's say that's going to be a low close rate on those particular deals. Now, we know that referrals, that's going to be our highest. Let's say we close 3 out of 4 there. So we need to look at now managing those. We need to get more referrals, more qualified leads, and stop paying for all this crap. There's ways to do that. Let's say we're going to make sure we're going to track this referrals per closed deal. Let's say we want to get 1 referral for every 3 jobs, and we can track that so we know that we're increasing, we're using tactics to increase the referrals. That's a different topic, but we get more of those and our cost per lead's going down. Let's say we're going to track the numbers from, we want to get 5-star reviews from 1 out of 2 of our closed deals. We can track that now because we know our numbers and we're going to be spending less for marketing costs, less per lead. And that's a good thing. And we're able to charge more money for those deals because we've already built the trust. We've already got, we're known to them or repeat customers. And that means we don't need all those inquiries. We don't need as many proposals to make. We're going to go close jobs and we're going to make more money and we're going to do it in less time. And you're going to have more free time. And who doesn't want that? So I'm going to close this out. We're going a little over. Ideally, you would have a CRM program that'll do this, but you can do it on a sheet of paper. Just do something and track these numbers because it's going to make a huge difference now, and especially when things slow down, because they're going to. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully you got value from this tip. If you can go to iTunes and leave a rating and review, push the big yellow button on the show notes. Makes it really simple, but I would really appreciate that. And check us out this Friday and every Friday. And thanks for listening.